When the pharmaceutical company Bayer bought Monsanto last year, it inherited the weed killer Roundup. It also inherited thousands of lawsuits claiming the chemical's active ingredient, glyphosate, can be linked to a form of cancer called non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. While the trials focused on the health risk of Roundup, farmers have used more and more glyphosate over the last 20 years to keep weeds in check, and they have a lot riding on its future. For Harvest Public Media and the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting, Christopher Walljasper explains what's at stake.
To understand how important glyphosate is to farmers, you have to go back to the 1970s, before Roundup was available.
We had a chemical that would kill grass, and we had a chemical that would kill broadleaf. For the most part, we try to kill most of the weeds by cultivation, that type of thing.
That's James Benham.
I'm state president for Indiana Farmers Union.
He's farmed in southeast Indiana for close to 50 years, growing tobacco, corn, soybeans, and now hemp. When Roundup came out in 1974, Benham says,
it was a cure-all. I mean, you could kill anything with it.
So farmers spent less time, manpower, and fuel worrying about weeds, and were able to implement no-till farming, which reduced soil erosion. Then, in 1996, Monsanto came out with bioengineered corn and soybean seeds that were tolerant to glyphosate, meaning farmers could spray Roundup throughout the year, right onto the crop.
Now we're spraying as often as 3 or 4 times a year.
As farmers used more, weeds began to adapt resistance to Roundup. Sarah Ward studies weed resistance at Colorado State University. She says resistant weeds often catch farmers by surprise.
When you get the first herbicide resistance weed in your field, your reaction is probably just to think it's a skip. But okay, no, the sprayer didn't reach that one. Maybe next year you've got a growing patch and you know, you go back and typically the response is to hit it with a slightly higher dose. And within 3 or 4 years, you know, suddenly you've got a whole field of glyphosate-resistant palm amaranth, whatever, that you can't control.
Weeds have adapted resistance to herbicides before, but by then, glyphosate had replaced most other herbicides. In 2000, Monsanto's patent expired and other companies could sell glyphosate, so more was used. Weeds grew resistant, and the answer for many was even more glyphosate.
And most farmers look at it like, well, if they tell you use a pint to the acre or a quarter, I'll be a lot better.
Which is how farmers got to using an average of 40 times more glyphosate in the Midwest. The Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting analyzed more than 25 years' worth of data from the U.S. Geological Society. They found that in some of the top corn and soybean-producing states, that increase was even greater. In 1992, Nebraska corn farmers applied less than 1 pound of Roundup per every 100 acres. By 2016, they were putting on 129 pounds per 100 acres. In Iowa, soybean farmers increased their use of glyphosate by more than 6,000% between 1992 and 2016, while the number of soybean acres only increased by 15%. To be clear, it's not like every farmer back in 92 was spraying just a few ounces of Roundup on every field. It's that fewer farmers were using smaller amounts of glyphosate. But by 2016, the chemical was the most popular herbicide out there. In an emailed statement, Bayer spokeswoman Sharla Lord said, quote, "Herbicides are an outstanding tool for dealing with weeds, but they must be part of a larger strategy. Only a combination of various weed control methods can be successful in the long term." But some weed scientists think the industry is still moving in the wrong direction.
I think we are repeating old mistakes, frankly. But some of that is maybe desperation. It's the lack of alternatives at this point.
As Bayer deals with thousands of lawsuits over health concerns, all the companies that make glyphosate claim that it's safe. And the Environmental Protection Agency agrees. But in 2015, the International Agency for Research on Cancer classified glyphosate as probably carcinogenic, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently said more studies are needed to determine the health risks in humans. So while weed resistance is what farmers are worrying about, it's the public opinion that makes glyphosate's future so uncertain.
They're the driving force for this to happen. I mean, we can continue to go down this road that we are with the chemicals and the way we're doing business, or we can reevaluate and come to some consensus on the value of food.
For Harvest Public Media, I'm Christopher Walljasper.